You are listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. We are about to get the Labor Department's monthly employment report for April. This is an estimate of the actual numbers of people employed and unemployed in the U.S., and it is most likely going to be one of the worst in recent memory. We already know that more than 33 million people have filed for jobless benefits since mid-March. And as bad as the jobs numbers are most likely going to be, they will not capture the full picture of unemployment due to the pandemic. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
As bad as the numbers look, the April jobs report can't capture the full scale of employment loss since the pandemic began, says Erica Groshen. She was the Bureau of Labor Statistics chief economist in the Obama administration.
This is a shock unlike anything else we have sustained.
Groshen says the official unemployment rate is likely not counting many who've lost their jobs. That's because the standard definition of an unemployed person is someone who hasn't had paid work and has been actively looking. But in the pandemic, millions have been laid off or left a job and aren't hunting for a new one.
People who say that for now, I'm not working and I'm not looking for work until I feel I can be safe out there.
Also, it may not count people out of work caring for others in the pandemic.
Who maybe made the decision to stay home and homeschool or take care of elderly relatives because they don't want them endangered.
And it's going to be hard to gauge exactly how much job loss is temporary, just until companies reopen and workers get called back. Joseph Bruswellis at RSM Consulting has been tracking jobless claims.
Many of the initial claims were classified as furloughed, but are becoming permanently unemployed.
Meanwhile, many who still have jobs aren't working or earning nearly as much as they used to, says Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter.
You can either be laid off, or you could take a 20, 30, 40, even 50% pay cut to keep your job.
In a recent survey, ZipRecruiter found that about one in four job seekers has had hours or earnings cut, or both. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.